The voice of Mavis Staples helped her family's gospel group to the top of the pop charts in the 1960s and 70s.
Ain't no smiling faces. No, lying to the races.
The Staples singers sang songs of hope in a time of controversy and social consciousness. Now Mavis Staples revisits the protest music of the civil rights era on the most outspoken recording of her career. She talked about her new album, We'll Never Turn Back, with journalist Ashley Kahn.
Jesus is on the main line.
There's always been a lot of depth to Mavis Staples' voice. Deep, as in a huskiness that suggests an experience beyond her years.
Tell him what you want.
And deep in the sense of conviction. Whether singing soul, blues, or gospel, Mavis Staples has never left the church far behind.
Well, if you want your justice, tell him what you want. Let me tell you something. You don't need gimmicks to sing God's music. My father, he told me, you know, what comes from the heart reaches the heart.
Mavis Staples has been singing professionally for almost 60 of her 66 years. She was only 12 when her father, Pop Staples, insisted that she sing lead in their family group.
My voice was really heavy when I was a kid. And for some reason, I could reach the highs and the lows.
Why don't you sit down, sir?
The Staples singers' popularity took them on tours throughout the South, where they witnessed the growing civil rights movement and met leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
You know, we would sing before Dr. King would speak. We'd go to the meetings. Dr. King would tell Pops, "Now, Stape, you're going to sing my song tonight, right?" And Pops would say, "Oh, yeah, Doctor, we're going to sing your song. Why am I treated so bad?
You know I'm all alone as I sing the song. Hear my call. I've done nobody wrong, but I'm treated so bad."
If it hadn't been for the music from the Staples singers and others, the movement would have been like a bird without wings.
Georgia Congressman John Lewis was another civil rights leader who marched to the music of the time.
These songs gave us a sense of courage that we could overcome.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not. That song we would mostly sing for sit-ins, you know, when your arms locked together and they'd be trying to get you up to put you in the paddy wagon. You know, we start singing, I shall not be moved. Now, mind you, the Staples singers, we never did record any of these songs.
Now, more than 40 years after the civil rights struggle, Mavis Staples has recorded some of the best-known freedom songs for her new CD. We'll Never Turn Back.
God has kept me here to sing my songs. And, you know, the youth today, you want them to know about these songs. Hold on.
The album features a number of guest singers, including the South African choir Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and a vocal group formed in 1962 to support the civil rights movement.
These are the original Freedom Singers. They're singing on my CD with me. This was in the studio, and we'd had lunch, and all of a sudden they just started singing.
In the Mississippi River.
I asked them to explain it. They were dragging the Mississippi River for these three freedom fighters. And they were pulling up other bodies that people weren't looking for. That's why it said, and you can count them one by one. It could be your son. Count them two by two. It could be me or you.
You can count them three by three.
Now don't you want to see?
You can count them. them 4x4.
And I mean, you can feel chills going over, you know. I looked at Rye and he looked at me, and we let them finish.
Rye is Rye Cooter, the well-known guitarist who produced Well Never Turn Back. He helped add a sense of urgency and a darker edge to these songs from a more innocent time. The message in the music remains as relevant today as it was in the 60s.
It's been almost 50 years. How much longer would it last? Today, I still have a need to sing these songs. Listen, racism is still here. You see it in the news. You see a policeman shoot a young black man 50 rounds. From watching that, it took me back to those water hoses and the billy clubs. You don't have to wonder. It tells it all. I saw New Orleans. Saw the people left for dead. I've heard every bald-faced lie you politicians said.
Today, Mavis Staples is considered a soul diva on the level of Aretha Franklin or Gladys Knight. She's got 8 solo albums to her credit, but only now has she created a recording that truly reflects all she has to say. The anger and the hope, the blues and the gospel.
Ashley Kahn is the author of The House That Train Built, the story of Impulse Records. Mavis Staples' new album, Will Never Turn Back, has just been released. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
I wouldn't tell you no lie. I leave that to the politicians. All right.